It's hard to explain. This place is poison running through my veins. And how can this be fate? All of these I have carried the weight.
What's contained? started that set off with JB the First Lady, Remember Her, Them Rosé Boys, Bouquet, Asa Nabi, We Were Here, Shawnee Kish, What Do You Want From Me, and Digging Roots, The Healer. These are all amazing artists who performed within the last 3 years at the Indigenous Concert Series, handpicked by Suzette. So earlier today, we were talking about powwows, and some of us don't know what is a powwow. So here is a clip from CBC News Radio Canada of explaining what's a powwow.
It's summertime in Turtle Island, so you know what that means. It's powwow season.
Well, what is a powwow?
They're social gatherings where everyone's invited to dance, sing, and celebrate Indigenous culture. There are two types of powwows, traditional and competition.
Traditional powwows are usually smaller. They have teachings, ceremonies, and a feast.
People from all over the country take part in competition powwows. Top cash prizes are given to the best dancers, drummers, and drum groups. They typically follow the powwow trail and attend as many powwows as they can throughout the summer.
Dances and songs differ depending on the powwow's location, and each dance style and song has a different meaning.
Fancy shawl dancers mimic butterflies emerging from a cocoon. Grass dancers come in first.
The grass dance is a beautiful dance that represents the people that went first.
Jingle dancers are the healers and pray for those in need.
The jingle dress dance is a healing dance that originates from the Anishinaabe people.
Men's traditional tell stories of battles or hunts, while women's traditional move their feet slowly to massage the earth. Dancers work on their attire, called regalia, all year round. They're commonly adorned with elaborate beadwork and eagle feathers on soft leather or fabric applique.
These are considered ceremonial, and it is impolite to touch them without permission.
Photos are generally permitted, but it is polite to ask permission first. Most dancers will be happy to strike a pose. There are also art and food vendors at powwows.
Get your mocks on, get your braids tight, and I'll see you at the powwow trail. Up to Chinamil. See you later. Yo, way, hey, yeah, way.
Hey, yeah, hey, yo. like the stars. Butterfly shining like the sun is mine. Been trying to see the truth, but they say the love is blind. Waiting to find you, but all I do is running high. But when I think of you, I finally become alive. A lot of pain in the things I've said, but you never really care, so I sing instead. But in time, we find these are the gifts you get. When the caterpillar rises, the wings will spread. Now I'm free to be a queen and explore my truth. The more I love, the more I do. But I was, ignore my views. A new self is born, transformed and grew. The shores I knew was a hidden. I was different back then. Here in the future, I'm living and laughing. I'm ready to fly. I know my spirit is magic.
Are you a mystery? Forever unknown. Just wanna live free. Just wanna come home. Hoping you give me something to touch on before my time is almost done. I've been looking at the sun.
Yeah, that was Haley Wallace with Halulu. And before that, Escuello Singers. They've been on the Wham Bam East Van Show before. We played the welcome song. Next up, we have some indigenous hip hop for you. And anytime when it comes to hip hop, I always have to warn you, explicit lyrics are coming your way. We got Yellow Buddy, 1969, featuring Mama Rude Gal, MTHC, Hope, Here to Stay. And if you check out the Wham Bam East Van YouTube channel, we have an interview with Hope there, Ms. Shell's Hustla, and we're going to end with Nug Life and Dakota Bear, Stolen Land. All right, and then we're going to go back to my co-host in the studio. We got Cheesy Ramen, Zosha, and Mikey. They're going to say their goodbyes. I'm DJ Mehdi. Thank you so much for tuning in. And let's continue on with the music after these messages.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
Running gun and fire.
And integrates with impactful and inspiring artists.
Stunning, I'm gonna win.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
There was a lot of triggering things, and so for me, what I want to do is want to make sure that I am carrying a message through most of my music, not all of my music, because I don't feel like it's my job. I'm not a musical activist.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Stunning, I'm gonna win. Yeah.
Up my thighs and I realize what I got high. It's the trauma. You could tell I got it from my mama, who got it from her mama, who got it from her mama, who got it from her father when they took away her brother and had nobody to stop him. Now they're drinking dirty water. It's a setup. Never ask me why I get up. The government is fucked. They don't want to see me better. It's a setup. Never ask me why I get up. The government is fucked. They don't want to see me better. Cause I've been losing faith in the world. They don't change anymore and I know they never pay up. Gotta hate every girl, gotta rape every girl, taking what they never gave up. I don't wanna speak on a highway. So many women never made it home, based on their skin, based on their eyes, judged
changed by the place they were born.
Trigger warning, you can turn back now before you witness the atrocities and all the harm done. Before you have to hear the stories of the times that I've died over and over, how my body was taken as a prize.
Don't close your eyes.
Between 5 and 12, having knowledge that should not even exist in my head. Only a child, and in those moments I was living in hell. Coping, survived by becoming a shell of yourself. At 16, loved someone who would take it as well. And while I cried, would continue, use my tears to propel. The anger seen as justified will ultimately repel. The end result is every day I wanna kill myself. But I survive, I choose to survive. Every day I'm fighting what I'm feeling inside. Honoring my pain as I continue to rise. Coming to my power, you can see it in my eyes.
I've been losing faith in the world, they don't change anymore, and I know they never pay up. Why they gotta hate every girl, gotta rape every girl, taking what they never gave up. I don't wanna speak on a highway. So many women never made it home, based on their skin, based on their eyes, judged by the place they were born.
You know that we are here to take this to a place that's far.
Cause I be dropping bodies out here working on my craft all day. Okay, put a flame to the game so we can see these MCs fade away. It's not that I'm a hater, I just want you to avoid me, man. Cause status members laughing at me, slackers who just want the fame. So
all the I've been party, this year hobby has a way to say there ain't no way to stop me. Ain't no way that I'm a fade away. It's safe to say the same for all my family. Yo, we just don't play. Today might be the day that you will see that we are here to stay. I'm here.
Thank you. Broken treaties, the U.S. government appropriated tens of millions of acres of Native American land. In recent years, a growing movement to reclaim what was once theirs has begun to form around the slogan, Land Back.
From the city to the reservation,
from the city to the res, yeah.
United States has really desired American Indian lands since the very beginning. Every 20 to 30 years, there's a new strategy. At first, it was, let's write treaties with them and put them on reservations on lands that we don't want.
We recognize you own 10 million acres of land, and it's your reservation, your land forever.
And then later on, it became, well, now they have too much land.
How about you reduce your land to 2 million acres?
Well, you know, we still need more land for settlers, for Americans.
It is people being displaced by other people who, because it's convenient and because U.S. policy lets it happen, can take over someone else's neighborhood, can take over someone else's house, can take over someone else's resources.
So the federal policy has always been to diminish the tribal land base.
I think the distinction was our ability to thrive and live in country that other people found less desirable.
Thank you, DJ Mehdi, for reporting, and Suzette for participating. And thank you to all of our amazing listeners. And thank you for wearing your orange shirts and supporting Indigenous culture. Stay tuned for the next program, and we'll catch you all next week. This is Dosha.
Apparently Michael.
Apparently Mina.
Signing out. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Please keep that fall in.